What I can tell you now is that four opposition parties composing the RSDP have said that they are not really happy with the situation going on. And then definitely we know that the power of Lura Gbagbo is really corrupted, really, really corrupted. And then it's not the duty of the president to undertake those kind of issues. It's for the parliament to undertake investigations, and from that, for the minister to resign. So we have now, as our position, we have the first one is that we are happy. Second, we give 1 week to the minister to resign. If not, we'll take our responsibilities on the ground, and then troubles will be going on because he cannot be minister of interior and security affairs and be under control and under investigation. You know, that is not serious.
Why don't you think that the president has the mandate to call for an investigation into the allegations of corruption against the minister?
Yes, the point is we don't believe in justice from Gbagbo Lora. We don't believe that under the power of Gbagbo Lora we have opportunity of justice. We don't believe. We don't trust him. That's the point. We don't trust him.
Michelle, you were telling me that you will take your own responsibilities if the ultimatum of 1 week is not adhered to by the minister to resign. What do you mean by that?
Yeah. What we mean is that Mr. Tagoro is Minister of the Republic, and then he cannot be under investigation of the procurer. It's not possible. It's not possible based on the law of Côte d'Ivoire. So if we want the decision of Mr. Gbagbo Lora to be effective, that investigation going on must show us the truth. The first point is for the minister to resign. That's the point.
You claim that President Gbagbo's investigation is meant to delay the upcoming elections.
Yes. The point is, we wrote a declaration yesterday. Our four parties, opposition parties, wrote commonly a declaration yesterday. And we wrote clearly that when President Gbagbo is coming to say that Sagem, who is the technical operator for the elections coming, is involved in corruption, the Prime Minister, who is in charge of election procedure, is also involved in those issues, we have only one conclusion to say. He wants, again, to find ways to delay the election issues. And then we'll never accept and we'll never agree. That's the point.
Now, so what is your party going to do about this?
What we are going to do is what I've started telling you. We give 1 week to the minister to resign. If from now going 1 week time, he has not resigned from his position of minister, then we'll take our responsibilities on the ground. And then we'll make sure that he will never go again in office. That's the point. Because we cannot accept, you say, we are facing war issue. We are facing security issue. And then when you have the minister in charge of police saying that all policemen you are having in Côte d'Ivoire, on three policemen, you have two from the party on power. It means that we have two militants, we have two sympathizers of FBI, member of the police. It's not anymore a national police. It's not anymore a police for the country. It's a police, it's a milice for the party on power. So for that one, we need to investigate and make sure that everything should be clear. That's the problem.
So has Ivory Coast Parliament decided to investigate instead of President Laurent Gbagbo's call for investigation into allegations of corruption?
Yes, that's the point. That's the point. The Parliament has decided to put in place a commission for investigation. So where is the decision of the President coming? That decision, where is it coming from? We should leave the Parliament to its job. And then when they will give us the report of their job, then we decide. We think that that's the right thing that we should do in democracy.
You just held a meeting with your party leader. What is he saying?
Yeah. Yes, we had a meeting with Mr. President Ali Kunabidie. And as I told you yesterday, they wrote together, both four parties. They wrote a declaration in which they said clearly that we were not happy with the decision of the president. That's the first thing. The second, we claim that the Minister of Security should resign from his position to let justice do his job. Third, we will never accept another report for election. So Mr. Gbagbo can play any kind of game he wants, but we know that the Independent Commission for Election should be free to give us the list of people who are going to vote. This is the first thing. The second, to give the IDs to people and then the card for election. and then we should go to election because now everything is ready.
So you think any delay in the election will not be accepted by your party?
Oh, don't forget that we decided the 15th of last month, we decided to finish with this process of Dagbolora. And then our president, Arikona Bedie, and Alassane Ouattara decided to stop the youth organization. But never will accept it again. Never will accept it again. We gave the last chance to Dagbolora. And Dagbolora should know that he is on power on the behalf of the population. He is on power on the behalf of Ivorians. And we are tired of poverty. We are tired of insecurity. We are tired of corruption. We are tired of all those nonsense going on power. So we should go to election. Now. We've extended 10 years. 10 years of our life for nothing. For bullshit. So we are tired now. Really, we are tired. We gave all the chances. We gave all the chances to the power to make sure that they do their best. Unfortunately, they've spoiled the country. We don't have economy. Even look at our football team. They cannot play. We are the team now. First country in West Africa. Today now, I'm not sure that if we talk about 10th party country in the West Africa, they will talk about Cote d'Ivoire. We are tired of this situation. That's the problem.
Hey, Michel.
And it's not a political issue. No. It's a social matter. We are suffering from poverty. We are suffering for non-existence of education system. We are suffering from health issues. We are suffering for so many things now. We are tired. Right now, we are suffering from lack of democracy.